Thank you, Mr. President. Since its last UPR, the de facto authorities have suspended Afghanistan's constitution and replaced the judiciary with a system of repressive decrees. Their actions have repeatedly violated the human rights of its population, especially women and girls, in clear contravention of international human rights law. Canada recommends that the state of Afghanistan, one, cease persecution of women and girls and immediately remove restrictions on the rights of women and girls to access secondary and higher education, to the right to work and employment of their choice, including working for aid organizations, and to freedom of movement and access to public spaces and services. Two, cease discrimination against LGBTI people, ethnic, linguistic, and religious minorities, including Hazaris, Sikhs, Ahmadiyya, and other marginalized groups. And three, cease arbitrary detentions and the torture and mistreatment of detainees, including corporal punishment and public executions, ensure access to justice for all, and reinstate recognized standards of due process and the rule of law. Finally, Canada condemns in the strongest terms the de facto authorities' arrests of women and girls based on dress restrictions, as well as widespread arbitrary detentions of human rights defenders, journalists, and former officials. I thank you.